Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, jokes that don't work, goldfish, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
If you wanna turn your daddy parts orange, eat some Cheetos and watch some porn.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby manning the track phone hotline.
Howdy.
Hot phone. Howdy indeed. I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom.
A lot of things happening right now.
Oh, it's all happening.
And there was a special letter that we received this morning noting that we were behind by one Ace Cosby joke of the day.
So the Chris Geisen joke of the day didn't count at all?
No.
Okay.
No, that was a failed attempt. Joke. But,
you said he stole your joke.
Yeah, I like these.
So how can you say that?
Chris Geisen.
He didn't deliver it properly.
You're right. He didn't stutter or stammer once.
Ace, I wouldn't take that if I were you.
Kick his ass, Ace.
Let me show us how done I did.
Let's just cut to it right now.
Rules that sexy man with a deep choice. Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Man's walking down the street. He sees a sign in the store window says, help ordered. He runs in. He says, what's wrong?
That was Ace Cosby's joke of the day.
You are the only one who can stop this, okay?
He was enthusiastic.
He sure was.
This an unexpected, that's where the humor is. You're expecting something funny.
Oh, is that where the humor is? Okay.
And you get something. Got a new feature, Ask Josh.
What is
Ask
this now?
Josh.
This is interesting. Because,
do we have music?
Ask Josh. Ask Josh.
Okay. Let's see. How about this?
He can't get enough.
Josh is still.
Now he's
just
even giving.
Move me out. Yeah. Will you? How about
so
this?
So you give him a better office, a better
here we
spot.
Go. How about Josh with the question?
Josh. I like that.
Not Josh with the question.
I've got an answer for you and me.
Okay. Well, if we're doing that, dropping the needle, let's see how maybe this will work. He
is a itsy bitsy.
No, it's not going to work.
Itsy bitsy, that's not going to work.
Well, as you were talking about my wiener, barely
reaches your body.
Okay. This comes to us from Cody.
Cody.
He said, I noticed that Tom would always ask comedians if they had a joke that everyone hated but they loved.
Oh, thanks for bringing that
they
back.
Didn't want to use in their act because no one else seemed to like it. Can we get one of Josh's rejects?
Oh, well, that would be most of my act.
This is I've always liked this question. I remember
one time.
Oh, the best one we ever got, George Carlin. We were talking to George, and
he
loved this. Now, what have you got over there, Josh?
I used to have a bit about a website called The Bang Bus.
What is that?
It's a porno site, of course.
It's just exactly what it sounds like.
And the conceit was they would have a porn star, a female porn star, in the bus, in like this van. And they would drive around until they found some random guy on a corner and said, hey, you want to bang this girl in the van?
What?
Yeah, and then they would film it or whatever.
Yep.
Now, come to find out.
Was this legit?
No, come to find out it was staged.
Everybody was being paid, yeah.
Right, right. But I used to do an act. I used to have a bit, and we did what we call an act out, where you do a little scene, and I would say, man, I don't know what I would do if the bang bus pulled up. And I could never really get it to work. I couldn't get the line. I was just like, man, my... Like, hey, you're the bang bus? Wait, you want me to get in there and bang? Oh, boy. My parents are still alive. I don't know if I can Can I wear a mask? And it would go on like that, and never got laughs, much like it didn't. Right?
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Again, that's our first episode of. Thank you very much. Thank you for that suggestion.
I think it's a funny premise, though.
Where did we get that? That sounds good.
I have no idea.
The idea of damn it, I really want to, but I don't know if I can.
It is a nice premise.
And there are more jokes.
But people would have to be familiar with the show, which I am not.
Oh, I explained it in 30 seconds. And I had jokes in the setup, and then I had more jokes.
And at the time, did you think that this was legit? They would just drive around?
Yeah, at the time, most people did think it was legit. So
the male porn actor would act like, oh, wow, this is my lucky day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And sometimes it was vice versa. There'd be a guy in the van, and then they would find an unsuspecting woman and go, hey. And
I'd like to see how many times that was successful.
Well, when you're paying the woman to pretend like she's...
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Very good. Well,
I'll try to think of some others, too.
Okay, that's our first segment. Thank you very much.
And it went awful, didn't it?
Okay.
Bob and Tom.
Last time you'll hear that story.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie Baker.
Josh, don't feel bad, man, because your bang bus story that just droned on forever is still better than what I've seen this past weekend at the state fair.
I love the fair. I was there this weekend.
Well, I don't love it no more. I took a little whiffy fair over the weekend, and you're welcome, Christy.
Thank you so much. I'm sure he enjoyed himself.
Yeah, fair's always fun, right? Well, Whiffy and I had it wasn't a bad time. We started out in the barn, and we got to pet some fainting goats.
Oh, nice.
And we ate a bunch of deep-fried stuff on a stick. I'm not sure. I think we actually had some deep-fried goat on a stick.
That's not nice.
We did see the biggest set of balls on a 4-H hog ever.
Yeah.
I swear to God. It looked like two coconuts were waiting to drop off the tree. No wonder why that pig was laying down. I know I couldn't walk with them things twixt my legs either.
Well.
And, of course, if he had to have saltwater taffy. I have a love-hate relationship with that stuff.
Huh.
Well, I like the way it tastes, but I hate, it ripped out one of my back cupid molars. Uh-huh. I'm going to go back to dental school Thursday and have that put back in. Uh-huh. But anyway, Whiffy pitched a fit because I wouldn't let him ride no rides.
Okay.
Why? Because that dude running the tilt-a-whirl don't look like he's good at operating a toothbrush, let alone a tilt-a-whirl. And there's no way I'm putting my spawn on something called the disco swing of death.
Yeah, that could be scary, I suppose.
But I did let Whiffy play some midway games, and of course, he won a goldfish.
Uh-huh.
First throw, kids putting up better numbers than Shaq in the paint. So on the way home, I had to go buy a fish tank, a bunch of them imitation bacon bits for the bottom. So between paying for parking, admission to the fair, people food, fish food, gas, ponchos cause it rained, new fish tank, and parking, I'm into this free goldfish for $487. Hell, for $500, I probably could have bought a real stingray or a great white shark off the dark web.
Yeah, probably.
So parents, save some time and money. Have a great time at the fair. But tell the kids that monkeypox shut down the goldfish game.
Yeah.
It'll save you a car payment. Sounds pretty unfair if you ask me. I'm Donnie Baker, and I approve this message.
Oh, thank you, Donnie. Thank you very much.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
The one story that I remember in the Griswold household, you had a couple goldfish, and didn't one not want to be in the Griswold household anymore?
Jumped out of the tank.
Jumped out. Committed,
I'm out of here.
Committed suicide to get out of.
Yeah. Woo! But I've got I had the aquarium already with the filter, the whole thing. So the fish is still alive after almost 2 weeks.
Okay.
Is the key like a bubbler to keep them alive? To put oxygen in the water of all.
Don't overfeed them. That's another.
Yeah,
key.
You got to have the little filter that goes through the water. And...
But didn't we have a friend of ours who had a fish and they fed him cheeseburgers? The fish loved it.
He had won a fish at a fair.
It was not a goldfish.
And I don't know what it turned out to be, but the thing then ended up, he had it for years and it was about, 8 inches long.
It was huge.
And he had a giant tank for it. Yep. It was the only thing in the tank.
It was neither man nor beast.
I think it would eat other fish.
He had it for a long, long time.
We had a fair fish that lasted like 10 years. It kind of got to the point where we weren't even paying attention to it. And maybe that's why it just ate the algae growing on the side of the tank.
Aww.
It's thing. But, good life.
Yeah, a lot of fish there. And you got to get the ping pong ball and a thing, and you get a fish.
Whose joke is it that why are fish so thin? Because they eat fish?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Is that Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. There you go. Good diet. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Have we missed anything in the news?
A Bangladeshi social media star.
How are we saying it?
Bangladeshi.
Bangladeshi. All right.
Remember that George Harrison tune?
Yes.
What?
No.
Bangladesh. No.
Oh, my God. Says police questioned him for 8 hours regarding his out-of-tune renditions of classical songs.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Hero Alam has amassed a large online following with his unique singing style and often raunchy videos. Do we have a sample of
we
this?
We do. It took me a long time to find this.
Hot dog.
However, his performances...
You want to hear a little bit of Mr. Hero?
His performances of some classical songs have recently landed him in hot water with local authorities.
I would like to hear some. We need
go
a
ahead.
Hero.
There we go.
Well, that's not Indian.
They must be popular songs in Bangladesh.
Yeah, these are very popular songs there. As you can see, he's not keeping the beat properly. But again, the cops are after him.
Alam told the AFP that he was mentally tortured by police, who told him to stop performing classical songs that... He was too ugly to be a singer and to sign an apology bond. Wow.
I'd like to get a look at him, see, before I judge it.
Apparently, police said they received many complaints against him.
So what?
Alum apologized for singing the beloved songs. And
we didn't put Roseanne Barr in jail for screwing up the national anthem.
He was also wearing police uniforms in videos, apparently, and that kind of pissed them off.
Well, now, Pat, do you have a tribute?
I don't know if we're allowed to do the voice. I don't have a tribute.
Oh, okay.
It's up to you.
You can't do a funny accent anymore?
I don't. That's up to you. I don't think we can.
Okay. Well, if you could do it, what would it sound like?
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe something like this. I don't know. Okay. Oh, what would you think if I sang that?
Yeah, we can't do it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, we should probably.
Do you remember this one? Let's see if I can get this to work here. Okay, this is George Harrison. Remember this tune?
We all said no.
No, we said no.
Oh, sorry. Why does the association keep popping up? Oh, here we go.
Bangladesh.
Sure, it is yours.
I'd rather hear it.
Here.
My friend came to me.
Ugh.
No. Sad the same as I.
No one remembers this.
This is called self-indulgent.
No, it's a charity.
Now I know why he was stabbed.
So I couldn't be.
Let's get to the hook.
Why do you force feed us things we don't remember?
You should remember. George.
You should have the same exact memories that I do.
No, George Harrison put on a concert, raised a bunch of money trying to help.
What year was that? Concert for Bangladesh.
When was it?
Bangladesh?
72, I'm going to guess. What was it, 70-ish, early 70s?
I was 10. I didn't think about Bangladesh when I was 10.
You should have.
I was thinking about the Monkees and Davy Jones, maybe.
Now there's a band.
God.
I could fly neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings.
Now you got us hit.
Watching little kids starving overseas.
Why do you have to bring us all down?
George Harrison could have bought Bangladesh. He didn't need our money.
You know what I'll do? I'll write him a song.
Yeah. Thanks, George.
Helpful.
That's great.
Is it going to be good?
They raised a lot of money to this day. You can buy them. Never mind.
Did you give money to Bangladesh back then?
I purchased the album, which was the way to donate money. And as I recall, I'm trying to remember the movie. Wasn't Leon Russell was in it. And
yeah, it was called The Concert for Bangladesh.
Bob Dylan,
right?
And Clapton.
Big thing at the time.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it was fun.
No, it was East of Eden.
Yeah, the Bangladesh, the actual Bangladesh, is it Bangladesh song? I don't think that was much of a hit.
Thomas Bangladesh. That's how you pronounce it.
Bangladesh?
Yes.
Okay, no, that sounds like a division of DoorDash that provides hookers.
Bangladesh. Is it a time you called Bangdash?
Yeah. Bangladesh. Because Bang Bus was already taken, as you recall. Hey, Josh, you got any bits about that Bang Bus thing?
I will kill anyone who asks me.
You tell me to go home. Tell him to go home.
Okay, police in Florida have arrested him.
Stop it. George is great.
He may have been, but that's not.
I think you can argue of the top 10 Beatles songs, two of them are written by Harrison.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, stop playing that piece old.
It's not that one.
I know.
Plus, I am a little mad about this whole Bang Bus thing. You can't ask a guy, hey, what's a bit that never worked? Yeah. Oh, and then when I do it and it doesn't work, yell at it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the way he is.
I liked it because it didn't work spectacularly.
Babe, that was so the question.
Words, and you know whose fault
he
it
likes
is?
To humiliate you.
It's George Carlin's fault.
Yeah.
Because it worked with him one time.
Yeah.
And he won't.
And you know what? I'd like to listen to that interview and see if he really, quote unquote, lit up when you asked.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember him.
Of course, he opened for George Harrison, the Bangladesh tour. Hey, you know, jumbo shrimp. It's a shame they can't eat them over there.
You know, different people have different ideas and different tastes and follow different things. Right. You think everyone does exactly the same, or they should
This is a reference to pop culture. I think it's exciting that Josh, I think it's interesting to learn about the process, and Josh very bravely stated that he had a premise that he found interesting. I think the premise might be a kind of a narrow audience of those porno lovers who watch the Bang Your Bus show.
Okay.
Bang Your Bus is a different show.
The narrow people that would enjoy that George Harrison song.
A member of the Beatles, the greatest band of all time.
But that's not pop culture. That's old-timey stuff.
What was your news story about, Christy?
It wasn't about pop culture.
What was it about?
It was about a Bangladeshi.
Okay, right again.
This is a current Bangladeshi singer,
who blows.
I bet he sings better than George Harrison did on that song.
Yeah.
I got this letter from William Shatner. Boy, that guy blows. See if Shatner doesn't like him. Once again, you want to hear Mr. Hiro Alami?
That's right. This is mellow.
Why can't we do the voice? Did you listen to that? That's how they sound.
How is it insulting to sound like them? No, this guy blows, though. He's way off the tempo.
Maybe people enjoy that.
Took a lot of courage for him to do it.
That's how he's interpreting the songs and the lyrics.
And he seems to have a huge following. Right. So
which is fine. But you don't arrest him. Like I said, they didn't arrest Roseanne Barr for butchering the national anthem.
Right.
There are those that probably would have. But at least in America, we have the freedom to screw things up. Well, God knows we do it pretty much every day. So I'm so sorry. I want to apologize to all the George Harrison fans. If you have one interesting movie, watch the Concert for Bangladesh. Very good.
Boy, oh boy. I'd rather watch a toe be amputated.
Well, Josh, the way things are going for you, you may have that opportunity.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me you didn't set me up.
I didn't set you up
he
for that.
He set me up. You set him up for it.
Your bullying is not my fault.
There's going to be a fist fight. I'm almost certain.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.